How do you feel about unicorns?
Oh, dude, you threw me for a fucking loop.
Welcome to Misinformation number 30, apparently our midlife crisis. I'm Zach.
And I'm Weller.
Welcome. Recording in the afternoon.
It's always been middle of the fucking night, I think.
Right. Eric and I recorded in the afternoon, and we decided that it kind of worked, so we just thought maybe we'd try it out this time.
It's weird driving here in the sun. I couldn't actually find your house.
looking for the porch light, you can't fucking find it because it's not there. So you just drive around towards the sun.
I was just looking for your car. I'm like, there's a house like three back. I was like, that's his. I'm like, no, it's not.
That's awesome. I probably should have told you what the address was, huh? Oh, well. You know, you learn new things, and they're wonderful. Even though it's afternoon, I'm tired as fuck because I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning. I had, a training day at work, so I had to go do work stuff. And I didn't get off work last night until 11:30, and then I went to my other job at the radio station, so I didn't get home until 1:30. So I couldn't go to sleep, and then I watched Heroes and some more TV, and then I finally fell asleep at maybe like 3:30 or 3:45, only to get up at 6 a.m.
I'm on about 5 hours myself.
It fucking sucks. I'm one of those 8 to 10 hour guys. Like, to feel really good, I have to get at least 8 hours of sleep. Right now, I feel like the fucking turd end of dog shit, which I guess would be technically the entire piece of dog shit. Right now. And it's not good because Jenny is already sick as shit, like has been puking her fucking guts out like crazy.
Good old flu season.
Oh, fuck. You know, and I think it's just a 24-hour bug, but I don't do well with puking. Like, I'm a huge, huge pussy when it comes to puking.
I don't really think anybody Bulimix might enjoy it, I guess.
Yeah, well, at least they know that, like, the end result is desirable for them. But for me, I'm like, I will literally lay in bed, for like 3 hours and try to talk myself out of throwing up. and I don't even feel better once I've puked. The only thing that I think to myself after I'm done puking is, oh God, I hope I don't have to do that again. And I don't know what it is about it, but like, it's just the violence of it. Like, it's like it's an attack. By your body, on your body.
It is. Well, I'm a loud vomiter myself. Like, I'm not sick very often, but oh yeah, when I puke, fucking the whole neighborhood knows I'm puking.
Really? I just can't, like, I'll lay in bed and shake and shiver, and I'm like, I don't want to throw up. Please, God, don't let me throw up. People all over the world are, like, praying to, you know, find food for their families and, you know, to not die of cancer. And I will lay in bed and pray to a God I'm not even sure exists to not make me throw up. Like, please, please, God, please, I'll never make fun of the Mormons again. Just don't make me throw up. All I'm asking of you is this. Just let it pass. I would much rather have diarrhea. Just don't let me throw up.
All right, if you could take a pill and you would vomit uncontrollably for 2 straight days, but then you would never vomit again the rest of your entire life, would you take it?
Like, what do you mean by uncontrollably? Like, how long are the breaks
in
between?
We'll say, like, I'll go at least once an hour, no more than twice an hour.
Now, am I throwing...
When you're waking up. Like, if you're asleep, you're not going to vomit in your sleep, but if
so
you're up...
So I can just sleep all day?
I don't know if you can sleep 48 hours.
I might be able to do it. Right now, I feel like I could do it. Now, is it all like honest to God vomit, or would some of it be like dry heaves? Because dry heaves fucking
suck.
Well,
if you stopped eating, then it would become dry heaves, yeah.
Okay, but other than that, it would be a real vomit.
Oh, to begin with, yeah. It'd be just like you were normally sick.
Okay, no magic about it whatsoever. No. But, and for 2 days?
Yep.
I'd have to vomit for 48 straight hours.
If you wanted to, you'd know that this is happening, so probably the day before, you'd just start only doing liquids, so it wouldn't probably hurt and burn so much.
Yeah, once an hour. For 48 hours. So that means that you would throw up 48 times.
That'd be if you're a tweaker and you don't sleep.
Yeah, right. So you figure within the 2 days.
It'd be probably what, 32 hours.
So
at most, probably.
Yeah, I'd sleep.
Well, if you were sick, you'd be sleeping more than that.
Because and the thing is, puking takes a lot out of you. Like, it's not like you puke and you're like, I feel so refreshed. Maybe I'll go run a marathon. It's like, oh God, my whole body is racked with pain and discomfort. It feels like every muscle in my body contracted at once and tried to break my spine. That's what you feel like after you puke. So I would be tuckered out, man. I think I'd sleep. I'd probably sleep at least 12 hours. So I think ultimately it'd be 24 hours of vomiting once an hour. And I would be guaranteed. It wouldn't be like a, and maybe now you'll never puke again.
It'd be a promise. That's it for the rest of your life.
Wow. That'd be kind of like, let me shoot you and I'll guarantee you live forever. Like, because I'm really scared of getting shot too. I don't think I'd ever want to get shot.
Oh, I'd rather be shot than stabbed.
Oh yeah, I would agree with that. Because at least the shot would be over quicker. Like the stab, it's just too close for comfort. Yeah, I think I'd do it. I don't think I'd be happy about it, but I think I'd do it. I think I'd puke for 2 days and then never puke ever again. But I would have to be guaranteed. Now, is that just I'll never puke from being sick ever again, or I'll never puke from alcohol or anything?
Again, ever. Anything. Any reason.
Now, will I be miserable because I can't puke?
Like, if you were sick and you normally, like, should have puked because that's what your body should have done.
Right.
Like, you won't puke, but your body will have, like, it will have acted like you did.
So it won't cause
you any like repercussions down the road.
Okay, so it won't be like, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that bet with Weller because I would really like to throw up right now because my body
hurts. Your body will be able to handle it. Oh, it'll have acted like it did puke, but you didn't.
Oh, fine. Yeah, I'd do it. I think I'd do it. And that includes alcohol too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd do it. To think how much you could fucking, you'd probably die. Because you could be able to drink way more fucking alcohol.
Like crazy, probably.
Oh, man, it'd be crazy. You know, in that sweat you get right before you puke from alcohol?
Oh, yeah, that cold, nasty, clammy
and
sweat.
And you're just like, uh-oh. And you haven't even done the yet. You know what I'm talking about? The right before you throw up from alcohol. Like, but you're getting cold, sweaty, you're getting the chills, you get the hiccups, right? And then you're
I always ball my fists. My fists, like, ball up and they're cold. I know I'm going to puke.
Oh, man. It's been a while since I've puked.
It's like a half an hour warning for me.
Like that? Is there anything you can do to stop it from happening?
No.
Nothing. It's just you know what's going to happen within the half hour.
Yep.
So there's no like quick fix or anything.
No, I'm done.
Sometimes if I like just stop drinking and splash cold water on my face and like get somewhere where I'm cool, like because I automatically get hot and I start sweating and it's a cold sweat, but I'm hot. Like I'm very, very, like I get very warm. And that's usually when I know I'm going to puke, is when the temperature all of a sudden changes in the room without anything happening. It's like, oh, God, it's so fucking hot in here. Why did it get so fucking hot in here? And there's nobody else. It's not like the bar's packed or anything. And you're just like, and then I'll start to spit. Like my mouth will be full of spit.
Oh, and the chunks in your mouth, too. Afterwards?
Oh, after you puke?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and all you want to do is brush your fucking teeth. I remember in college, though, puking and rallying. You go to a fucking party or something, and you'd puke, and then you just swing by a gas station on your way to the next party and pick up some fucking gum and toilet paper.
Yeah, I've done that before.
That's a fucking despicable way to go through your life. In college, it's acceptable, though. But, yeah, past that point, if you're puking and rallying, you should have just went home and went to bed. I remember distinctly, like a couple times walking to the bathroom at the bar and knowing that I needed to throw up and spitting into my hand and wiping it on my pants because I just had so much spit in my mouth. And I was like, I'm so drunk that I'm thinking, oh, the only thing that's going to make me feel better if I don't have a spit in my mouth anymore. And you can't just spit on the floor, you know, so you're like, oh, I feel so much. Oh, I don't feel any better, you know, but for like half a second, I felt better. I go into the bathroom, puke my guts out, and pretty soon there's a fucking bouncer carrying me out the door. You got to go. They still claim that I puked on a bouncer at the club that night, but that's not what happened. I went in the bathroom and I threw up and somebody told on me.
So they can't prove it.
No. So he came in and he's like, you got to go. I'm like, can I check with my ride first? Yeah, let's go get your ride. So that's where the I puked on a bouncer thing came from, is because he walked with me to the table when I told the guys, I gotta leave. Can somebody take me home?
Well, that's his mistake. He deserved it. You don't touch a guy that just puked.
Well, no, he didn't.
You stay like, there's like a 5 foot radius.
Well, and there was no puke on him, but the story became that I puked on the bouncer because he walked over to the table with me. So they changed it from, you know, he was asking me leave to he was, you get the fuck out of here for puking on me, which never happened at all. God, I fucking hate puking.
See, I couldn't do it just because I don't have tile in my bathroom.
Oh, carpet?
No, it's linoleum. But there's just something about puking and afterward just like laying down by the toilet, like on tile, the coldness.
Yeah.
It feels wonderful.
And you don't think it feels the same way on linoleum?
Oh, no.
Really?
Linoleum doesn't get as cold.
Oh, maybe you should put some tile in there.
I might have to.
It's not a huge bathroom. That'd be a good project for you to learn how to do some tiling.
But see, I haven't puked in my house, so maybe if I tile it, then I will puke.
So you're thinking if you don't, this will keep it from happening.
Exactly.
Or you'll just do it and you'll be miserable wishing that you had tile on your bathroom floor. I slept down here on the couch. You know, we record in the basement. Most people probably don't know that. That's a little misinfo trivia for you. We record in the basement is where I have my recording studio set up. And there's two recliners and a couch down here and a flat screen and stuff. And I slept on the couch down here last night because I was like, I can't afford to be spending the whole day puking tomorrow. And I made up in my mind that as long as I slept down here, I wasn't going to get what she had. And then she calls me today to tell me that her sister is also puking her guts out today. And she was here visiting all weekend. And I'm like, oh, fuck. It's just a matter of time. What am I going to do?
I just read at work, yeah, you have the flu 24 hours before you have any signs of it.
Really? See, I would think that I'd have it by now, though.
Well, thanks, you fucking asshole. Now I have it.
What? Not necessarily. But you would think that you would think I'd be showing symptoms because I was with them, I mean, this weekend, right? They were together all weekend.
And but they weren't sick, were they?
No. But I slept in the same bed with Jenny, so you would think that I would have gotten it by now. You know, her you'd think our symptoms would have all shown up at the same time because her and her sister both have it. So where did they get it? They must have gotten it this weekend because they both – it's kind of a weird coincidence that they both have it at the same time, right?
Yeah.
So by my powers of deduction, I say that they got it this weekend. If they got it this weekend, then I probably should have gotten it this weekend if I was going to get it at all. And I spent the whole weekend sleeping in bed with Jenny, which increased my chances of contracting said flu. Now, last night, in order to – make sure that I didn't catch it from her, you know, and maybe I dodged a bullet. That's why I slept down here for the whole 3.5 hours that I slept last night. So tomorrow I'll probably wake up with the fucking flu because I'm all exhausted, didn't get enough fucking sleep. I still have to go to the radio station tonight, and that's going to fucking suck. I hate when I have my days off my regular job and I still have to go to the radio station. It's too much, man. I just want to sit here in a pair of sweatpants with my hand on my fucking pants watching TV. That's all I want to do.
The money from a second job's nice, but yeah, I don't miss the second job at all.
The what?
The money.
The what? I haven't seen any. I mean, I've gotten paid, but so far the positives are not outweighing the negatives.
Well, my second job, the pay was horrible, but the thing is all my bills are paid from the first job. So pretty much the second job. It was basically like high school.
Right.
You have no bills to pay other than maybe your car and car insurance. So you're making minimum wage, but that's a hell of a lot of money when you have no bills to pay.
Right. And it's not, you know, it's pretty much just play money for me, you know, but the problem being that like, I was like, well, working at a radio station is going to be fucking pimp, right? I'm going to get free concert tickets and shit and, you know, get just stuff's gonna fall like rain, bitches. So I emailed Corey the other day. I'm like, hey, AC/DC starts touring later this month. I kind of want to get some tickets. They're sold out. We can't get any tickets. I'm like, well, what about like radio station tickets in the cities? He's like, no, we can't get any. He's like, I'll feel around, check out with some of my contacts and see what I can get, but it's not looking good. I'm like, okay, well, if I can't get those, what about like football tickets? The only football tickets that the radio station does, or the company that owns our radio station does, is Kansas City Chiefs. I'm like, Kansas City Chiefs can lick my fucking balls. I don't want to go see any Kansas City Chiefs. I was hoping for some Bears tickets, or at least, you know, some fucking Packers tickets while the Bears are playing them, or fuck. Nothing. $7 a fucking hour.
You know it's going to be waiting for you when you get to work tonight.
Swift kicking the ass?
No. Backstage passes to Clay Aiken.
Oh, wouldn't that be hot? Is he coming to town?
I have no – probably. It wouldn't fucking surprise me.
Willie Nelson's coming to town.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
Yeah, he's going to be at McElroy Auditorium, which is the perfect place for Willie Nelson to fucking perform.
That building was built for that guy.
Oh, yeah. That place, even when it's clean, smells like livestock. McElroy Auditorium is on the National Cattle Congress grounds, which is like basically our county fair here for people who don't know, which is everyone. And McElroy Auditorium used to be where the hockey team played. It used to be where all the concerts were and shit. And there's also a place called Pepsi Pavilion on the grounds. And it's basically
a machine shed.
Yeah, it's a machine shed or a pole barn. Yeah. And then there's the Electric Park Ballroom, which inside is very nice. There are probably, I don't know, maybe 20 more buildings I would say, on this fairgrounds that are all just filled with livestock and they're basically stables and stuff. Well, they have like weddings and wedding receptions at the Electric Park Ballroom. And my mom actually works for the company that runs the grounds. And she says, well, why don't you have your wedding reception? Because we're, you know, Jenny and I are getting married in about a year. And she's like, we're having a really hard time finding somewhere to get married. Why don't you have it at the Electric Park Ballroom? I'm like, because I don't want to be able to walk out the front door of the building where my wedding reception is and see a petting zoo. Because the Sunny Rise Kitty Petting Zoo is right out the front door of the Electric Park Ballroom. Like goats and fucking boa constrictors and chickens and gerbils and shit.
They do have a jackass.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure there'll be more than one there that night. If that was, I hate this fucking town, man. There are like so few places, like actual nice places.
That petting zoo is actually in the phone book under area attractions.
Really?
It is probably the shittiest. It's literally like two chickens, like a squirrel, a raccoon, and then like a donkey.
And like an injured cat that literally they got. It was walking across the street. and they're like, here, kitty, kitty, want some tuna? Oh, and to be our main attraction, we'll name you Rex. You know. But there's nowhere nice to like get married or have any nice events. I mean, there's a large grading curve when it comes to the type of places that you can have an event in this town. You can either have it at the fucking Pie Pack Center, which is a minimum of $8,000, and that's not including the food or anything else, or you can have it at the UAW Hall. And there's a bunch of places that sit on the same level as the UAW Hall, and there's a bunch of places that sit on the same level as the Pie Pack Center and, you know, the new place that they're building downtown in Waterloo, the Sky Lounge or the Sky Bar. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but it's going to be a same type of place as the Pie Pack Center, only it's going to be downtown Waterloo.
Well, there really is no middle class in this town, though.
Fuck, I'm middle class.
No, we're not, dude.
Dude, I'm totally middle class. All my shit's paid off.
I'm not saying that. I'm just like, I'm getting my bills paid too. But I'm saying like from where we're making to like what the national median wage is, we're fucking way low. We're actually like poverty level for the nation.
What the fuck is middle class then?
Middle class is like people making like 50 G a year.
Shut the fuck up. Like per couple or per person?
Per person.
Shut the fuck up. That's loaded.
Yeah. Well, here it would be.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. I should get some fucking food stamps then.
Probably.
I should. Should I put in for it and just see if I get approved?
Got nothing to lose, man. Go for it.
Well, I think the bullshit about that, though, is that's a state program. It's not a federal program, so I would probably get denied. Whereas if it was a federal program, like WIC or something, I think that I would probably get approved. Well, I can't get approved for WIC because it's for women and women, infants, and children.
You could get a sex change and adopt a child and get WIC.
I don't know if they would recognize me as a woman then, though.
Yeah,
would they still recognize me as a woman?
Yeah, your license gets changed.
Oh, and that's all that matters?
Yeah, that is. Really? Legally, you're a female as soon as your license says you're a female.
Have you ever seen WIC, like, and how it works?
Yeah, I used to work. I was a cashier at a grocery store, briefly.
Oh, that's right, that's right. You get the checks, and it says on there directly, like, what you can buy with it. Like, 1 gallon of milk, 1 dozen eggs, one 16-ounce jar of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And the people will come through your line and argue with you. It'll say 1 16-ounce can of plain peanut butter, and that's all you can get. And they'll bring like the honey brown sugar flavored. I don't know if there's brown sugar flavored peanut butter, but like the honey, the extra honey, low trans fat peanut butter. And they'll be like, "Yeah, I want to get this." You can't get that because
it's got to be the generic.
Yeah,
thing.
It's got to be whatever's on there. Like it's got to be whatever is listed. And they'll argue with you, and they'll be like, "No, it says peanut butter." And it says, "No, it says plain peanut butter. It says plain peanut butter." Right there. You cannot get the fancy peanut butter. And they have this little brochure with them that even shows pictures. Like, because some of them are too stupid to fucking read the rules, there are pictures of what is allowed. Like, what cereals are allowed, because you can get cereal with WIC. You can get milk with WIC. Basically, your staples. You know, you can't get, like, fucking TV dinners. Or that's what EBT is for. Or, you know, that's the new food stamps. There's no paper food stamps anymore. Fucking, they will argue with you, and it's like, motherfucker, it's already free. Like, what more do you want? You're already getting something for nothing.
Yeah, they give you a little coupon thing, and you had to go in order. You had to scan the things in the order that it said it was listed.
Yep.
And if you messed up, you had to cancel the whole thing, call a manager, and redo the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, because you had to do them as separate transactions.
Yeah.
And it would know, somehow, it would know what it said on that on the WIC check. And it would tell you, this item is not allowed for this check. Like, what the fuck? Is this fucking genius computer here? It knows what the welfare people are getting and what they're allowed. And I think the thing that always pissed me off the most is when people would get angry about it. And you just like, what the motherfucker? It's already free. Like, you're already not having to pay for it. And like, food stamps.
It's legit shoplifting, basically.
Well, sort of.
You just have to. It's delayed, though.
Yeah, because they didn't. They just get a list of the items they're allowed to steal.
Yeah, you can have this. You can take this for free. Just stand here and I have to beep a bunch of times, and then you can go.
Well, you know, the food stamps are the same way. You can eat like a fucking king on food stamps, man.
Oh yeah,
they put a shitload of money on those
the beginning
cards.
Of the month. There'd be literally famous would come in and fill up two. I've seen it a couple times. They'd fill up two grocery carts full of shit.
And it's usually crap. It's usually like fucking ho-hos and ding-dongs, fruit roll-ups, fucking high C. And
all junk food.
Yeah, nothing like good for you. I mean, you can buy fucking steaks with that shit. You can buy fucking honest-to-God fucking choice-cut steaks with an EBT card. Like, and people are buying fucking Manwich. Fuck, I think we talked about this on another show. It just always pisses me off. Like, I don't understand the rationale behind, you know, behind what people's thought process is when it's already something they're getting for free. People are fucking stupid, man.
It is.
Part of our training today was we're learning how to write, basically. Learning, you know, they're basically teaching us an English class in 2.5 hours. And like, I read a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of written work where I work, and it's fucking ridiculous. The educated people that will write a fucking couple pages of stuff, and they will misuse the words two, and two, you know, T-O, T-O-O, T-W-O. They'll use them interchangeably, like it doesn't really matter which one you write down. They'll misuse there, and there, you know, T-H-E-R-E, T-H-E-I-R, and T-H-Y apostrophe R-E. Misuse them. They'll misuse effect and effect. Like, oh, it doesn't matter. Just, you know, they sound the same. Just use them fucking interchangeably. No, asshole. Effect is like, you know what? When you make me angry, the effect is that I get fucking pissed and punch you in the neck. The effect, you have affected me with your stupidity, okay? That's the difference. You have affected me with your stupidity, and the effect is that I'm angry, okay? That's a crash course in that shit. T-O, okay? That means you're going somewhere in the general direction. To, I'm going to the store. T-O-O means also. Weller is going to, okay? T-W-O means to, 1-2, the number, nothing else. Nothing else ever, just the fucking number. It doesn't mean also, it doesn't mean that's where I'm going, okay? Just T-W-O, the number, 1-2. Pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Okay? There, T-H-E-R-E. It's right there, which is terrible because you're in an interposition anyway, so you're fucking ignorant to begin with. But there, okay? They can't see me fucking pointing, but I'm pointing angrily. The gazelle is over there, okay? Go there to see a gazelle, okay? T-H-E-I-R, possessive. That is their car. The Smiths drive it on alternating days. They are a husband and wife. It is their car. T-H-E, apostrophe Y, T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E. It's a contraction, meaning they are. Their T-H-Y, T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E, they are, going to get their, T-H-E-I-R, possessive, car, over there, T-H-E-R-E, at the car lot. Okay? You can't fucking interchange those. They all mean completely different fucking things. And educated people every day are fucking that up.
I just want to say you have probably given us a grant of some sort of some type. Seeing how we're now an educational podcast.
Jesus.
I'm pretty sure we qualify for something from the government.
Oh, God.
People, that is your lesson of the day. And I totally agree. Yeah, that's I learned that in third grade.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the written language.
It's going away. Just with the computer, text messaging. Like, I'm not a fan of it, really. I have the access on my phone, but I don't like using it. If I'm at a place I can't hear him or I have like a real short like yes, no answer, I'll do it. But
right.
I'm not a fan of doing it. And people send me like, I have no idea what the fuck they're saying. It's all like letters, like Q,
yeah.
QRP, YW, and then there's like a semicolon. I have fuck is this?
Yeah, it doesn't make any fucking sense. And I can, it's like Ebonics. I can make sense of it if I have to, but it makes people sound fucking stupid. And like, people will make the argument, well, it's because of spell check and grammar check on computers. Grammar check doesn't fucking work. 98% of the time, whatever grammar check tells you to fucking do is completely wrong, okay? And spell check won't catch that shit. Right. So I don't know where people began to rely on spell check catching these mistakes, because it doesn't.
They spelled the word right, but it's the wrong word for that.
Right, instance. Right. So it'll just skip right over it. It doesn't fucking know. It's not HAL. Okay, it's not fucking super, you know, humanized computer. It's not like, Weller, I don't think that's the word you wanted there. No, it fucking doesn't know. It puts a red squiggly line under fucking there when you spell it T-H-I-E-R. That's the only time it's going to fucking stop you. And it just makes me fucking angry, because it's like we're being dumbed down as a culture by something that isn't even working correctly. So how can you fucking rely on it if what it's doing isn't even right? It doesn't make any goddamn sense. And like, I'll be the first one to admit, I end on a preposition a lot. And it's, you know, a big fucking no-no. It's against the English language, but I do it all the fucking time. You know? Oh, where'd you see that at? Well, that's fucking retarded. You can't do that. You know? Where did you see that? Still, no good. You know? Where were you when you saw it? Still, not really that great. You know? But it's like, it just makes me so fucking angry, because just the basic parts of the written and spoken language are just being destroyed. And it makes me fucking pissed off. I don't know. I mean, should I not be angry? Should I just give up and just accept that the way that people communicate is getting retarded?
I gave up on society a long time ago. Individuals I like, but when you get more than 10 people in an area, there can be no good of it.
I don't understand. And people do it because they think it makes them look cool. Like all this text speak and, oh my God, it's hot. You know, that kind of bullshit. And Ebonics. And Ebonics really pisses me off, because it's just laziness. Okay? It's, you don't pronounce the entire fucking word. And, I'm going to be an original. I'm going to say there instead of there. You know what? There's no way to look at the word there and think that it could be pronounced there. Unless you're fucking stupid. I'm just going to say, I'm putting it right out there. And the thing is, they call it Ebonics, but that's not even fucking fair. Because it has nothing to do with what color your skin is or whatever. It's ignorance. There's plenty of fucking white people that do it too. You know? And I'm sure that fucking down south, when you're fucking dealing with the Creoles, I would want to fucking punch them in the face just over and over. Just well, boop, 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 boop.
See, that's all the fake gold plating teeth.
Yeah.
Fake, like, jewels, the bling.
Yeah, the bling.
When you have it done real, you can talk normally, but when it's the fake stuff, like, pressed against the top of your mouth, so, like, try saying there without, like, moving your tongue at all, it's like, see, that's what comes out.
That could actually have a lot to do with it. Did I ever tell you the story about the guy that I met that had a fucking infection because of his grill?
No.
He had a really bad infection because of the grill that he had put on, and in the front of his mouth, like, above his, whatever your front two teeth are, like your rabbit teeth. There, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know what the incisors?
No, the incisors are on the side. The pointy ones.
No, those are your canine teeth, aren't they? Or is that the same thing?
Or the incisors are between. I can't remember what the front ones are, but I think the incisors aren't the ones in the front, but they're close to the front.
Okay, well, your rabbit teeth, your Bugs Bunny teeth. Right above those, he could reach in with his thumb and push on the back, like the roof of his mouth. And I'm not shitting you when I say that above his rabbit teeth, it went and shot out the fucking biggest ball of green, yellow fucking pus I've ever seen. And then he just kept milking it, and it just kept running down the front of his teeth. And it was because he had an infection, because you can't fucking clean your teeth right. Because bacteria and shit gets back in behind that grill when it's not like a real, like, you know, like when they're not real teeth, and it's just like a cap that they put over. And this fucking bacteria grows in there. And I was like, fuck that, man. Like, that's as good a reason if I've ever fucking seen to not have that shit done. Like, how does that make you seem like you're all fucking, like, rich and blinging and shit if you have fucking pus coming out of your gums because bacteria grew in there because you couldn't fucking clean your teeth good enough?
But see, the diamonds, the bling, I think, would actually cancel out the pus.
Not this pus, it wouldn't. It was fucking ridiculous. I mean, it was fucking, it's just like, Jesus Christ, brush your motherfucking teeth, man. It's just ignorance. Just ignorance all, you know, just fucking all over. Just the way people fucking talk, the way they write. It's fucking getting ridiculous. I mean, it just, teachers, okay, check this shit out, okay? Jenny's oldest is in sixth grade, right? Teachers don't even fucking correct spelling anymore. He turned in his social studies homework and got it back. 9 out of 10. I said, good job, buddy. I'm glad you got a 9 out of 10. That's really going to bring your score up. And then I read the fucking paper that he turned in. And I don't fault him because how the fuck is he supposed to know unless his teacher tells him? But everything was misspelled. 75% of the words misspelled.
You know what that is, though? No Child Left Behind. Seriously, schools get penalized unless they can prove that their students are improving. So teachers are forced to give students better grades.
I think
just because they're only allowed so many people that can fail, which is like 2 per school per right. year. And they have to show like each school, like what is it? Even CF High School, which is like a very, there's a lot of smart kids that go to Cedar Falls.
Yeah. Well,
they were on the list this year of schools that are failing because they didn't improve enough, which they're already very, very high to begin with. But they have to improve like so many percent each year.
Right.
When you're already at like 90 some percent, how are you going to improve from that?
Okay, fine. Give him the grade. Give him the 9 out of 10. But circle every word he spelled wrong. Like, she's just being fucking lazy. Like, for her to say that she honestly read that and thought that that was 9 out of 10 work and is going to let him get by with that, fucking disgusts me. Like the words. I mean, just it wasn't like, you know, he had written a fucking dissertation on, you know. Fucking something important. I'm fucking blanking out right now. But like misspelling words like says instead of S-A-Y-S, S-A-I-S. You know, Tuesday was misspelled. President. Just really basic words, okay? And, you know, that's fine. If he misspells them, maybe he has a hard time with spelling. I used to have a fucking terrible time with spelling. That's fine. But why can't she fucking circle them in red and say, you know, you need to turn this back into me tomorrow, corrected. And if you do that, I'll, you know, you can keep your 9 out of 10.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, but no, she didn't even, nothing. And I said, what happened there? And he goes, oh, she said spelling wasn't important. I said, spelling is always important. So from now on, when you get your papers back, you'll have to give them to me and you'll be rewriting every one of your words that you misspell. And we bought him a dictionary. Because apparently we can't rely on his fucking teachers to teach him, which is awesome because that's why we fucking send him to school for 8 hours a day. Like, oh, yeah, this is great. You turned in your fucking current event on the presidential – or no, it was on the bailout, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac bailout.
Yep.
Okay. And so I know that he has no fucking idea what he was talking about, okay, because I don't even understand it, right? And so he turns it in. She gives him credit for understanding it, which I'm sure he didn't, and she fucking overlooks the fact that he misspelled 75% of the shit that he was talking about. So how is she doing him any kind of fucking favor?
She's not doing him a favor. She's doing herself a favor.
Right, because she's like, well, I don't want to fucking have to. If I have to correct all his spelling, I have to correct all the other kids' spelling too. And, oh, Jesus, then I can't go out for fucking Cosmos.
They have to turn all their scores and all their grades to the principal. They have to do reports all the time on how their students are progressing.
It's fucking retarded. And fine, you know, give him the 9 out of 10, but still circle the words.
Yeah.
You know, and even if he doesn't rewrite them, at least the repetition of, you spelled that wrong. You spelled that wrong. You spelled that wrong. Maybe it'll fucking sink in eventually.
It should be an incomplete, and then circle all the words, have him go spell it correctly, and then hand it back in. Then he gets the legit grade.
Right. Or, you know, and count off maybe a couple points for, like, his penmanship is fucking terrible. Like, terrible. It looks like a 5-year-old wrote it. You know, count off some points for that shit. Be like, you know what? Turn it back in so I can read it. Okay? And then I'll give you your 9 out of 10. But they don't. Like, yeah, it's good. 9 out of 10. It was not fucking 9 out of 10 work. 9 out of 10 is still an A, for Christ's sake. That's 90%. That was not a fucking A paper. And the kid's no dummy. I mean, he's a smart fucking kid. And so that's the part that really pisses me off, is she's doing him a total fucking disservice. Because 3 years from now, when he's in fucking high school and he tries to pull the same shit, they're going to be like, we've not only flunked you, we put you in the retard class. And he has no fucking reason to be in that class, except for that his teachers fucking failed him. And I don't mean like failed him like you got an F for bad work, but failed him like it's their fucking job to teach him and they're too goddamn busy to do it. Fuck that. Bullshit. The class sizes are no fucking bigger now in intermediate school than they were when we were in intermediate school. And my teacher would have had my fucking ass if I would have handed in that paper.
Oh, we had spelling. Yeah, we had the spelling up till what, like 7th grade, I think?
Fuck, I had spelling my 10th grade year in fucking high school because I had Tropf. That fucking guy was a spelling Nazi.
Oh, I hated that. I hated that so bad, but yeah.
But I'm better for it.
No, I agree with you.
You know, and spelling is mostly memorization or recognition, like recognizing.
You
recognizing,
see it enough times and eventually sinks in.
Yeah, or, you know, okay, those letters don't look right together. In most cases, those letters probably don't belong together. So how should I spell that? You know, I mean, spelling for me was hard. And I would literally sit, like when I was reading a book in like 4th, 5th grade, I would have my book that I was reading and right next to it a fucking dictionary. And any word that I didn't know what it meant or how to spell it, I would look up. Obviously, in the book, it's spelled correctly, but I wouldn't understand the meaning. So I would look up every single word that I didn't understand the meaning. And then if I was writing something and I didn't fucking know how to spell it, I would fucking look it up. I wouldn't just guess. Yeah, it sounds like it should be spelled with a Q. You know? No. Fuck no. It's a K, asshole. You know? Like, I don't fucking understand it.
Speaking of lack of intelligence, this reminds me, like, maybe a week or two ago, it wasn't that long ago, but in the local paper, there was a lady here in Iowa that her daughter wants to apply to vote, but she had a mild form of Down syndrome.
Okay.
So she wanted to see if it was even possible to get her to vote. So they went by and checked the Iowa records, and when the Iowa law was originally written, it says, as of right now, in the state of Iowa, it is against the law for idiots to vote. That's all it says.
What the fuck? No yeah. way.
Yeah, you can look it up. I'm sure it's online. It was seriously maybe a week ago.
No shit.
And they're trying to change the word. And I guess back in the, whenever this is written, I'm guessing probably 100 years, if not a little bit more ago, idiot would apply for like mentally defective people, crazy people, people with just all kinds of disabilities.
I'm not really.
So it was a broad word to just. It could define pretty much anybody that they didn't want to vote. Couldn't vote.
You want to hear something that's really fucked up? I'm not finding a spot where I disagree yet.
No, that's exactly. So she's like trying to get petitions to get this changed because she wanted to become to read like mentally incompetent, like people that just like can't function for themselves or just can't represent themselves, like can't make a free thought.
Right.
So she's it's I don't know. I thought it was hilarious, but I was like, I actually love this law.
Yeah. Because
now I pretty much you can go like. I would gladly volunteer at the voting booth.
To take a basic like, test?
Exactly.
Yes, so would I.
Give them like
so would
10 I. questions, 10 simple questions.
Amen.
They fail one, you're not voting,
you're fucking
buddy.
Out. You don't get a choice. And here's why. Because you're an ignorant fuck. And you know who ignorant fucks vote for? Palin.
I want a big stamp, a big eye. No, you're an idiot.
You know, that's the thing that I hate, okay, is you had John McCain and Barack Obama running neck and neck for a while, right?
Yeah.
And then they picked their fucking their vice presidents. And McCain picks fucking Palin. And okay, I had no idea who the fuck I was going to vote for, right? No fucking clue. And I'm like, you know what? Either one of these guys bring a lot to the fucking table. McCain fucking saddles his fucking horse and fucking hitches it to fucking Palin's wagon. And I went, what the fuck are you doing, you doddering old fool? She is a fucking moron.
Yeah, and look at how old he is. So if anything happens to the guy,
15 minutes,
there's a new president.
Oh, 15 minutes after he gets elected, he's going to be so excited he's going to fucking stroke out. And then we're going to be stuck with Janet motherfucking Palin. Why do I always say Janet? Sarah motherfucking Palin as our fucking president. And that would not be good. That would be fucking terrible. She'll be like, okay, well, you know, 10 or 15 years ago when we were in World War II, you're like, no, bitch, that was in fucking 1945, for Christ's sake. And we didn't have dinosaurs 4,000 years ago either, you ignorant fucking cunt. Yes, sorry, Antonio, I said it, but it fucking applies in this situation. Yes, I think you should have to take a fucking test. I agree with you. You should go, yes. It should be like a basic, like a civil service
simple,
exam.
Simple, yep. Like 5th grade test.
Yep, just basic math, basic reading, just basically to show that you can fucking make decisions and that you can read and write at a fucking educated level. Like, I don't even think 5th grade questions. I think it should be you have to be smart enough to finish high school, which is really fucking easy, okay? High school is ridiculously easy. You can fuck, get drunk, and still graduate, okay? It's fucking been proven 100 times, okay? So you need to pass that fucking test, maybe 50 questions. 50 questions. A question submitted by each state. Let's do 52. Let's let fucking Puerto Rico and Guam in on the fucking business, okay? So a question from each state, and you have to fucking answer them. Just basic knowledge questions.
Yeah. Like, what is the capital of this state?
Yes. What is the correct usage of two?
Yeah. Which two goes in this sentence?
If you are going to a campsite, is it C-I-T-E or S-I-T-E? If you're going to cite someone for a fucking complaint, is it S-I-T-E or C-I-T-E? And that's fucking two questions right there. Just basic word usage.
Throw in, is Barack Obama a Muslim?
Yes, exactly.
There was something on public TV last night. It was, they're interviewing a family, like they're trying to find independent people or people that aren't decided yet. And they interviewed this family in, I think it was Arkansas. And the husband was leaning towards Obama. He seemed pretty, like, somewhat intelligent. Like, he knows some facts.
Right.
And the wife gets on there. She just goes nuts. She's, like, she's an evangelical Christian.
Oh, Jesus.
She just goes in this huge tirade about how the world's going to hell if Obama wins because his mother was an atheist and his father's Muslim, so there's no way he can be Christian. And right there, the interviewer stops and he's like, ma'am, Barack Obama's a Christian. He's been going to church pretty much his whole life, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Well, you know, and even John McCain, to his credit, a woman said something about Barack Obama being a Muslim and that affecting the race. And McCain goes, no, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am, ma'am. Ma'am, no, ma'am, you're incorrect. He's not a Muslim, you know. And so, to his credit, that's one thing that it's kind of nice that they've been squashing, because that's fucking retarded.
Yeah, religion really shouldn't apply to the presidency unless they're fanatical about it.
Well, and I tell you what, it might not be a fucking bad deal for us to have a Muslim president right now.
There definitely should be a separation between church and state. I definitely agree with that. But I really could care less what religion a president is, as long as he can separate what's right for the country with what his personal beliefs are.
But just think, for example, say we had a Muslim president right now. Right. He wasn't one of those fucking fanatics, you know. Think how fucking far that could go to us fucking men in the fences over in the Middle East over there.
No, it would be a huge help.
It'd be fucking great. But, you know, he can't be a fucking – he'd have to be like a regular Muslim like the ones that are around here.
Right.
Like, our Muslims around here are fucking good shit. It's just the Muslim, Jew, fuck, it doesn't fucking matter. The Mormons are fucking wacky, but the rest of them, you know, fucking Jehovah's too. Oh, they scare me. They're actually, to be honest with you, the fucking fundamentalist Christians, like, or the offshoot Christians, scare me a hell of a lot more, because they have power to fucking vote.
Oh, there's so many of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave Bush the election both times.
It's fucking ridiculous. And, you know, like that.
That would be another one. Anybody that voted for Bush the second time
just doesn't get to vote.
You're done.
That's that.
There is no reason for that whatsoever. I know Kerry wasn't the greatest guy on earth, but my God.
Yeah, but it's, well, you know, and that's a good point. You know, putting in some trick questions that are just there to show if you pay attention and you are informed.
Just some basic and like news about. Yeah,
because I still get fucking emails. You know, did you know that Barack Obama is a Muslim and his middle name is Hussein? I'm like, okay, first of all, I think that is his middle name. Like, I believe that's correct. But Jesus Christ, people, like, we're less than a month away. We're like 2 weeks away from the fucking election right now. It's fucking go time. We're picking the fucking next president of the United States. The last one ran this fucking country into the ground. Really need to dig out of this fucking mess. Start making informed decisions. Okay? Like, I don't care if the guy that I don't want to win wins, as long as he's going to fucking fix our problems and people voted for him for the right fucking reasons.
Exactly.
You know, I don't – God damn. I mean, I love our – like, the idea of democracy, but it is a fucking broke-ass system.
The idiots – people that have, like, one – even abortion's another one. Like, people that are either for or against it, there's so many people that vote for a candidate just because of that. That's
it. Which is retarded. Which I saw a little blurb the other day that said Palin and McCain apparently have gone separate ways on the abortion issue, which is – I forgot about it and didn't look at the details. Look at me. I'm informed. Not a little bit. But the name of the fucking show is Misinformation, so you'll have that. But yeah, I hate when, you know, they hear one thing about a candidate and like, well, I'm taking him. Well, that's fucking stupid. He also said that all blonde people should be fucking hung and quartered. And you're blonde, stupid, you know. Fuck. You know, and right now, Obama took 2 days off to go see his grandma because apparently she's ailing and they don't expect her to make it. And I saw a deal on the Today Show, and the McCain camp actually, you know, extended their condolences and stuff, which I thought was pretty cool. But this whole fucking Palin thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I'm not even – we've been talking at work. You know, I'm not even voting for fucking president. I'm voting for vice president.
Well, as I was actually watching the Republican convention, or I was over at someone's house and they had it on.
Right.
But as soon as he announced who it was and I saw her walking out, I knew that there was probably a – I still think that McCain's going to win.
No fucking way.
I have that little faith in society. As soon as I saw it, I was like, there's no way McCain can win. No way. It's impossible.
It's just weird to me because...
But he brought her out, and it's like, okay, now he's bringing a female, which is going to drive people crazy.
Yeah.
So now there's going to be a female that could be in the vice presidency, because Barack will be the first black. So now...
Oh, Jesus.
McCain has to do something crazy, so there can be another first if he's elected.
It's going
to
be like...
the female.
It's going to be like the year that fucking Denzel Washington and Halle Berry both won an Oscar, isn't it?
Well, that, and then there's still a bunch of Hillary supporters that refuse to vote for Obama. He was probably thinking that if he gets a female, their Hillary voters will go for McCain.
It's stupid because Hillary's telling them to vote for Obama.
Yeah.
You know, I still think that probably would have been a good grab for him as her as vice president. But seeing, though, in Biden is the fact that we might have a vice president that isn't fucking worthless.
Colin Powell even endorsed Obama the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like you didn't see that coming. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but he was one of Bush's cronies for a while
there. Yeah, but they're both, you know, half black. I mean, there's a certain amount of fucking fraternity there, I think. That's just obviously a tasteless fucking joke. But in all honesty, fucking – when was the last time we had a decent vice president that actually got some shit done? Al Gore was a fucking robot when he was a vice president. He didn't develop a fucking personality until after.
He's very intelligent. Yeah, he has zero personality.
Right. And then who'd you fucking have? Who'd you fucking have? Dick fucking Cheney. What a worthless pile of fucking whale snot that guy was. I mean, every other fucking week he was going under the fucking knife. I think the Speaker of the House spent more time as vice president than fucking Cheney did. Because he was fucking – had 17 fucking heart attacks 1 week. You know, and then he's out fucking shooting people.
Well, yeah, imagine when people just shot, he wasn't having surgery all the time.
Right. And nobody fucking trusted him because of all of his fucking backdoor financial dealings that just fucking – what did he ever fucking give this country? And then, you know, you fucking – your alternative to the fucking Obama-Biden deal is McCain-Palin. Palin doesn't know how far away Russia is. She doesn't know when fucking dinosaurs ruled the earth. She hasn't fucking been out of it. She didn't get a fucking passport until 2007. And a lot of people will be like, well, when did you get your passport, Zach? You know what? I'm not running to be fucking vice president of the United States. I don't need to know about anything that goes on outside this country because that's what I fucking pay them for.
I totally agree with you on that.
I'm pissed. Because seriously, if they win, our fucking country is fucked. Fucking just right down the pooper. And not just because they're going to run it into the ground, but because that shows that we are so fucking uneducated and ignorant as a nation, we have no right governing ourselves.
Have you seen the movie Idiocracy?
No.
I'm not plugging this because I personally did not like the movie, but the idea of it and the concept of it was totally hilarious.
That's with the other Wilson brother, isn't it? Not Owen. Luke. Not the Kirk. Yeah, Luke Wilson. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the concept?
It was just based on the notion, which is true, that like the more educated you are, the less children you have, and pretty much the lower educated you are, the more kids you have.
Right.
And eventually it just says over time, it got to the point where there were just so many idiots that there weren't any more smart people, and just drove the whole nation to become nothing but idiots.
Really?
And there was this guy that was frozen in time and ended up coming out into this future where everybody on the planet's an idiot. Which I thought was a hilarious concept, but the movie was actually kind of stupid.
So he was like a super genius then? Because
yeah,
everybody else
which
was so stupid.
A normal guy, but right. Now all of a sudden he comes into this land full of fucking idiots that he's just this massive genius and becomes president. Just
what a fucking solid idea for a movie.
It was, but yeah, it was horrible.
Kind of fell short. Yeah. Fuck. That's too bad. I think they kind of touched on that in.
I think it was done by someone that I think it might have been Office Space. It was by.
That could be. Yeah, that sounds right.
Because I was one reason.
Well, Office Space was
Mike Judge, wasn't it?
Yeah, the guy who did Beavis and Butthead.
I think it was done by the same person.
That sounds right to me. If we're wrong, email us at misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. Oh shit, we haven't even fucking touched on it yet. We're fucking running out of time. Holy shit, we got a shit ton of emails and stuff, like a shit ton. I'm glad I mentioned that, or else I would have forgotten. And then everybody's like, yeah, you told us to fucking email and then you don't fucking talk about it. Fuck you, you fucking mook. Where are we at here? Okay. This we'll have to talk about next week. We'll talk about Halloween next week. I think that's important because Halloween's, you know, next week. Bytor, first of all, commented on the Podbean page, which I think is fucking spectacular, because if Bytor is finally listening to our podcast, we have arrived. Bytor from Quickstop Entertainment.com forums. I didn't think he'd been listening, because he doesn't listen to a lot of podcasts. I know he listens to Cabin Fever, because he's kind of a fag for those guys. He kind of wants to fuck them in their butts. So Bytor, thank you for putting a comment on the Podbean page. James, who is also known as Trout Mask Replica, sent us an email with some more of his art in there. And I tell you, his art, the more I look at it, the
growing
more
on you.
Yeah, like a fucking fungus, but it's growing on me. Like, it's some odd shit. But it's very creative. I mean, it's definitely nothing I'd put on my fucking wall, because it'd scare the shit out of the kids. But it's got its own, like, I don't even know what the fuck to call it. It's got its own personality. So I, you know, props to him. I like it. It's good shit. JK commented on the Podbean page. And before I go any further, JK, I will let you know now, the gift, the prize, is now in my car. Okay, so it's baby stepping its way to the fucking post office. Okay, it will eventually be sent, possibly within the next couple days, depending on whether or not I get this fucking debilitating fucking flu. Because if I'm shitting out of my fucking mouth, I don't want to be going to the post office. He commented on the Podbean page, and he sent an email as well. His email, I believe, said, "My name is Carl, and I'm from Big Penis Land." No, I'm just kidding. JK from Dallas, Georgia. So Dallas, Georgia apparently is where he lives, which is ironic because he is originally from Texas, and now he lives in Dallas, Georgia. Nice, right? And who is Graham? Because Graham keeps emailing us. Graham, your spelling is fucking atrocious, okay, by the way. So I'm not saying you're one of the people we were talking about earlier, but it wouldn't be too fucking dead nuts off to say that you were, because your spelling is fucking bad. But who are you? You keep emailing, but you don't tell us who you are or where you're emailing from. So I would appreciate it if you would clear that shit up, because I don't think it's Pugzo. I don't think that's him. And it could be, maybe, now that no, his name's something else. Oh my God, we have enough listeners that I'm starting to get confused as to who's who. And the tricky part is, so many people have, like, one, they have their real name, right? And then they also have their fucking posting name and their email name. And people have, like, 17 fucking names.
Right.
Yeah. At least with Rob, it was always easy, because that was his name. Part of his fucking posting name was his name. I do the same thing. My posting name is Z Barclay. It's pretty easy to figure out who I am. And now, to the point, Dan, DTCBLMNOPQRXWY, whatever, his name is Dan. It's the first letter of his posting name is his name. That's easy to remember. Bytor, it's only easy to remember because I know him. it's Blake. So we want to know who you are, like who you really are. We don't need to know your fucking house address and shit, but we just kind of want to know, you know, where you're listening from, you know, what you like, what you don't like. We're going to try a little something different this week. I don't think we're going to have bed music behind the show. And if we are, it's just going to be one album.
Actually, you know what this reminds me? I want to announce that I do have a MySpace page. I sold out and...
You did.
Went to the dark side.
It's true, you did.
So, fans, you can find it. The easiest way would probably go to the message information page on MySpace, and then I'm right there in the link. Look for Weller.
Yeah, pretty easy to find.
Oh, yeah.
First name Weller, last name Weller. Weller, Weller.
I grew my hair out and had my girlfriend do my hair and makeup and bangs, and
she took good care of you.
Oh yeah,
she made you look
up,
sexy bitch.
Oh yeah,
I believe someone commented you look like one of the dudes from the Sabotage video. yeah, Misinformation Podcast through MySpace. You can get to Weller's. Yeah, just go to it from there. I don't want to ruin the surprise for anybody. You should go check it out though. Add
anybody drops me a line or add me as a friend, I'll talk to you. I don't have access to a computer, so I will reply, but it might not be immediately. But
yeah, it might be next year this time.
Yeah, I will reply, though.
Like, congratulations on your Halloween costume in 2009. fucking awesome. I want to make sure that we didn't miss anybody that fucking emailed. It looks like I covered everybody. If I missed you, email me to let me know that I fucking missed you, and I'll do something special for you next week. But I'm pretty sure this covers everybody. There's also all kinds of suggestion and interaction on the Quickstop thread. There was a discussion last week about the bed music, And that's why we're going to try a little something different this time. And plus, it'll save me a lot of time because it takes me like 2.5 hours to edit each show with the bed music. Whereas if I don't put the bed music in, it takes a lot less than that. It basically takes as much time as it takes me to fucking convert it to an MP3 file before it's ready to go up. And that is a lot fucking easier, I'll be honest. So we'll try it. And if it feels like the show's missing something, then we'll put it back in. But we're going to try it. This week, we'll try it completely without. And people can compare it to the other weeks where it had bed music. And then if people are still like, something's still not right, then we'll try it with like an album. Like say we'll do Aerosmith, Oh Yeah, Greatest Hits, you know, and that we'll just play songs from that. It'll be, you know, in the background. It'll be all one artist. And maybe there'll be like Big Hair Bands of the 80s will be another show. And it'll be all that CD in the background.
Yeah. You know, keep it simple.
Yeah, it'd be a lot simpler than having to fucking hunt and find new songs and songs that apply to what we're talking about. And that'd be great if we had somebody like, you know, Ken Plume, you know, like if we were on his website or something and he was laying all that music in for us as if, you know, our names were Kevin Smith. But we don't have that. Okay. We don't have someone who we are able and willing to pay to do all the work for us. So
we
since
do all
we
the
don't,
shit ourselves.
That's right. And by we, you mean me.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. That's
it's your baby.
That's pimp, Weller. That's awesome. So I think we'll try it out, and you know, if it detracts from the website, or detracts from the podcast, we'll just go back to doing it the old way. I mean, I don't have a huge problem with it. This will just be a lot easier, and enough people have said, "Hey, let's try it without the backing tracks," that I'm willing to check it out. We listen to our fucking listeners. Unlike that fucking Cabin Fever show where Aaron fucking swears that he's going to bring the rock piano back on, and that motherfucking thing is obnoxious as shit. It's like a Casio fucking keyboard that he plays in the background while they're talking about shit. That is fucking obnoxious. There's one guy asking for the fucking rock piano to come back, and Aaron's like, absolutely, here it comes. And everybody else is like, no, don't do that. It fucking makes my ears bleed, asshole.
I'll tell you what, Aaron, how about a compromise? I was thinking about this at work. We were talking, someone that's just obsessed with the 80s. And I was like, you know what I really miss that you just don't see anymore? The fucking keytar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So get away from the rock piano, bring the fucking keytar back, and you will be a god.
Don't they pretty much sound the same, though?
It's a little different.
A little different?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you had one, that'd be a yeah. Because you don't. Won't you take me to Funky Town? You know that's the keytar.
Keytar's got to come back, man.
Fucking sorry, Dan. I sang again, sort of. Sang on the radio the other night. I'm going to fucking stop doing that. My listener base is already fucking narrow enough. I don't need to fucking chase people off there. Oh, fuck. We're coming down the home stretch. You have anything else you want to add? Something quick? I know. Yep. I know you had something we didn't quite get to yet.
Yeah, I've got a quick question.
Okay.
This involves bad sex.
Are we going to have time to answer this, or do you want to save it to next week?
Oh, yeah, it's not that long.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. We'll say you have an option of either continuing your sex life as it is right now, which will probably eventually taper off as you get older, I'm assuming. I know you can have sex in old age, but it probably won't be as enjoyable as it is now.
Speak for your fucking self. I'm going to be half, bitches.
Or we'll say you can take option two, which would mean that your sex would start out as being average right now, but for the rest of your life, each time you have sex, it'll be a little bit better. So the more you have sex, it'll just be more and more better until it gets to the point where it's the best sex you've ever had, until you have sex again, which will be even better than that last time. It'll just become incredibly amazing the more you have sex the rest of your life. The point is, you could be like 90 and still, if you have sex, that's going to be the best sex you've had in your entire life. And
okay.
You know, if you do it again, it's going to be even better.
Okay, here's what I say that we do.
There's a catch to it, though.
Okay, quick. Okay.
If you do this, if you take this option, anytime John Lovitz is anywhere, like you see him on like online in a newspaper, in a magazine, someone says John Lovitz, maybe there's a movie on in the background, John Lovitz appears anywhere around you, you're forced to like sing "I Will Be Your Hero, Baby," that fucking cheesy ass song.
Like
I will kiss away the pain.
Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah. Yes, that's what it is. I couldn't remember what song it, but the first female you see, you need to sing that song in its entirety, the whole thing, passionate, like it's. Give it all you can to her, and then you cannot explain why you just did that to her or anybody else in the area.
Okay, so your two options
If you don't do that, that deal's done and you have bad sex the rest of your life.
Okay, what's the first? And the first choice was what?
Just your sex life continues as is, so which means I'm most likely it'll probably taper off over the years.
Oh, okay.
Ford will always be getting better and better and better and better. But anytime says John Lovitz, you see John Lovitz, you hear John Lovitz, anything like that, you got to right there sing Julio or Enrique Iglesias, I'll be your hero, baby, to the first female you see.
Okay, I know what my answer is, and I imagine you have an answer too.
Yeah.
What we're not going to do is we're not going to give our answers. Email us your answers at misinformationpodcast@gmail.com or give us your answers in the forums at www.quickstotentertainment.com/forums. Okay, we'll talk about it on next week's show. We'll talk about the results and we'll give our answers.
Yeah.
All right. So let's make this an actual interactive deal.
There's a lot of shit to think about, really.
Right. So we'll leave you with that question and next week we'll explore it in detail.
Sounds good.
All right. That has been Misinformation for this week. I'm Zach.
And I'm Weller.
I love you. Care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. Oh, yeah. I will stand by you. Take my breath away. And I can be your hero. I can kiss away the pain. And I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Where exactly is Funky Town?
It's a suburb in Philadelphia.
Oh.